Hey, can you guys hear me? I was so proud of you guys for a second because, I forgot to unmute myself and I said it the first time and literally no one replied. There was nothing, and I'm like, they did it. They finally did it. Then I realized I was muted. I realized I was muted. All right, you guys are getting better though. You guys are getting better. I will give you that. It's still not perfect, but we're getting better. So many people are on the fleet. You're listening in. Like, you can see a lot of the ears at the top of people listening in, and you're gonna get a moment where you're gonna find out what it's like to be in command comms all the time. I've become an expert at listening to two comms at once, and like that is like that's the skill you learn more. That's the skill you learn more like as an FC than anything else, is how to listen to multiple people speaking and get information from both of them.
Or just to learn to ignore people, like they're
That's literally the
talking,
way to do
but
it. A lot of times when you guys are just having a regular conversation in fleet comms, we're having a discussion up in command, and I can listen to both. But a lot of some FCs start going crazy. They're like, guys, comms, please, comms, guys, comms, guys, battle comms, guys. And I don't do that because it's easy to listen to two things. Guys, they're actually listening in. Guys, they're listening in. Guys. Can someone find that recording? Because I guarantee you there's someone here. I guarantee you there's someone here who doesn't know about the guys thing. And that was one of the greatest moments. So if you could find that recording, guys, they're recording the meeting, guys. All right. So let me get into this spicy, real spicy, exciting fireside. We've got like I said, it's spicy. Like ketchup with some pepper in it. Oh, I mean, it's spicy like a roasted peanut. It's real spicy. Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to. My tongue is burning just thinking about it. No, horseradish. Come on, we need some milk. It's spicy like mashed potatoes and butter, or like marinara sauce. It's spicy like marinara sauce. All right, I'm gonna stop naming things that aren't spicy. All right, let's get into it. Got a lot of people here. If your fleet starts popping off, just listen to me. Don't listen to the FC. That's always what I say. I'm the important one here. I'm the prima donna. Alpha clones. I wanted to talk about alpha clones. We haven't really mentioned it lately. We are building an alpha clone fleet. So the next time we go deploy to war, you can come back and defend our home space without having to go back. And the Alpha Clone Doctrine is what to do. Can I get the link for that dropped in here? If you have not made an Alpha Clone, we really need you to do it. It is very important. We need 100% compliance on this. We are testing, just asking you guys to do it. But if we don't get enough compliance here, we're gonna have to start just cracking whips. And I don't want to do that. I'd rather you guys just do it automatically. It's not very hard. It takes about 30 minutes. If you're a member and you haven't done it, please do it now. I have not done it. I will admit to it. I have not made this particular Alpha clone. I've got a couple others. I'm going to do it this weekend as well. I do not want to be that much of a hypocrite, so I will do one myself this weekend. Yep, Kaz is a hypocrite. Leadership is being hypocrites. I need to start cracking the whip on them. Because if we aren't doing it, why should we expect other people? So we're going to do it. I'm going to do it. Do one yourself. Little housekeeping. Devs, that means developers, is back open. New leadership, things are humming there. So if you are a nerd, if you watched the TV show Red Dwarf, and you can like quote it and know about the characters, then you might be the kind of person who is ready to join devs. Apply now and join and help us build a better Imperium. This is kind of like a very important thing. We have a lot of things we want to do, and our leadership's really like firing now. So this is a very good thing. Someone is texting five bad John Hartalan says, where can I find the Alpha Clone thing link? If you are not in Elysium, if you were listening, but you are not in the channel Elysium, Elysium at conference.goonfleet.com, that is in Jabber. You need to join Elysium. That is the general chat channel for all the Imperium is Elysium, and that is where the links are. That's where everyone's talking. So if you're missing that, you need to be on there in Jabber. So hop in now. Some exciting news. Apple, you wanna drop the deets? Wanna drop the receipts?
Oh yeah, give me a second.
Yeah, okay. Horde. Our friends over at Horde have had multiple corporations leaving. I just checked on there. There we go. Look at these guys. Apple dropping the receipts in chat. They're losing people, and it is a shame. You know, we are always big fans of Horde, and seeing them lose people, it hurts our soul. You know, they've got to. They I don't know. It's rough. It's rough for them. We wish them the best. But especially, this is actually pretty even bigger than you might think it is, because they just lost their two best bomber FCs, some of the best in the game, actually. So it is it's interesting to see, and we are growing. That's what I want to say. We're growing. We're doing well. You know, other people maybe not so much, but we're doing well. Next up on my agenda, I want to introduce Mr. Sopleb. I also want to just know if there are any unfortunate Ohio State fans in the chat, but next up in the agenda, Sopleb's going to talk about what we're doing. You know, we sit around here and we tell you to build PI, and I'm like, guys, I hate talking about PI. What are we doing with PI? And he's gonna tell you. So Sopleb, why don't you step up here?
Yeah, so Dynex, can you look at my thread again? So, of course, I'm buying PI all the time. And, you know, what this leads to is I've been building Keepstar. So right now in the past 3 months, so I just put the third Keepstar into build now. So, of course, the PI that you're selling me is directly going to Keepstars. So I need PI. I need minerals. I need it all. Just sell me shit.
We're dropping...
keep doing PI, yeah.
We're dropping like what, a keep star a month? We're going at a good pace, but we need your PI to build our keep stars. If you're wondering why we're saying do it, and also we lowered the tax on it, right? We lowered the tax on the Goon Waffle one to 5%.
Goon Waffle ones and the GSF Logi ones. So yes, all the alliance owned ghosts, not the individual corp ones, but the alliance owned ones, they're 5% tax now instead of the 10 or whatever they were before.
I don't know if you guys know this, but there was a mysterious incident from some part of my memory that's been deleted where we lost, in a very mysterious circumstances, about 50 keep stars. So, you know, we're replacing those. I don't remember how they got lost, but those are being replaced pretty quickly. So that's where your PI is going. Yeah, we'll probably find them. They're in a pocket, you know, somewhere. I actually did that recently. I logged onto an account and I'm like, and I just found an extra hell. I was like, oh, 2019 was a wild time where I just had this hell hanging around. Don't even have the character for it, just a hell. So I was like, all right, that's good. Oh, this is actually pretty cool. Do you guys know? Oh, touchdown! There you go. Yeah. Do you guys know about deleted your alpha clone that had the 50 keeps? Darn it! Darn it! Now we have to get the PI. We have to get the PI. Do you guys know about alliance fittings? This is a sort of new feature, and now we're maintaining it. So, there, like, if you go to Alt F, like you hit Alt F in game, bring up your fittings. That is the fitting window. There's a corp fittings, which your corp might maintain, but there's now an alliance fitting window. Alt F, not Alt F4. Alt F, Alt in the letter F. Alt F4 would also probably be good for your gameplay too, though. But you can get alliance fittings. They're being maintained. We have a person who's like dedicated to just doing that. So you can get the proper alliance fittings by hitting Alt F or Alt F4. And those will help you be better at playing this game. We know you're pretty bad at it. We want to help you be better. That is our mission. I have some news to move on to after telling you about that nice little thing. It's a little space news. I don't know if you guys have seen. Have you guys seen Fraternity? They announced a retreat. They did not frame it as a retreat. I'm going to say this. This was not sent out to their guys like, hi, guys, we are retreating. But they're retreating. They're falling back in their northern war. They said that they accomplished objectives. We didn't really see any of that. But, you know, we're, once again, big Fraternity fans. And we want them to succeed. But they're falling back. They are fighting... Brave and GTC, who are putting up a great fight. There is some time zone mismatch. It's not, you know, both of them are off time zone from each other, so it is a bit awkward. But we did see, you know, Horde's BFL SIG. We saw Pandemic Legion. They deployed over there, as a quote unquote third party, in which they never actually third party. They shot like a frat ship once. They're like, see guys, totally, we were here to third party. We shoot whoever. It just happened to be Brave and GTC 99.8% of the time. But you know, even with that help, they have not been able to make sustainable progress. So and then this Saturday, this last Saturday, or was it, I think it might have been Sunday, I don't remember. Probably Sunday. There was a big fight. Gobbins really threw down the gauntlet, said, guys, they've been accusing us of third partying and bringing main fleet, but let's show them what we can do when we really bring main fleet and actually fight. And so they formed up big. And at that point we saw that we went up there and decided to help, and they stood down. So that is apparently what they can do when they bring main fleet and actually don't third party, is get all the way up there, have like 1,000 caps apparently, and then stand down. That's the power they're bringing. So it's not, you know, I'm not saying that these corps leaving are related to that sort of attitude, but I'm not saying it either. I don't know why they're leaving, but could be. All right. The next thing on my agenda is this is really exciting. I'm very excited about this. Do you guys remember last week when we brought a new alliance into the Imperium? Do you guys remember that? X up if you remember. Last week we brought a new alliance into the Imperium. Yeah, yeah.
Was it again Escher? Because I totally forgot.
Yeah, that was Strybog Clade. Are you familiar with them? We brought them in. Oh. Well, this is. I'm going to tell you something. We are bringing a new alliance in the Imperium. This is not a repeat. There is another new alliance joining the Imperium this week. It is not Test. This is our friends in Shadow Ultimatum. I'm going to tell you a little about these guys, and then we're going to have their leader, Oxec, hop in here and tell you a little bit about it. These guys are super Shoban. They are Shoban, and that's awesome. They're foreman. They're based in Cloud Ring. They're forming Carrico fleets. They got some Eagles now. They're a lot of new players. Very excited about playing the game. Like, really fun to talk to. Like I said, Shoban in all the best ways. They're joining. They're bringing about 1,000 members into the Imperium. And with that, I'm going to introduce Oxec. He is on comms, on mobile right now. He has never talked to a group this big in EVE, I don't think, so probably a little nervous, so be nice to him. But Oxec, hey, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and introduce yourself to the Imperium. Welcome.
Sure, thank you very much. As I should, I'm Oxec. I'm the leader of Shadow Ultimatum. We're very proud to be the Imperium member. We're looking forward to flying with you all. A little bit more about us. The Alliance was formed. Few good friends not too long ago. We're a relatively young alliance, grown a lot, and so have our goals. Our goals are to grow even further. We were told creating an alliance in EVE in this day and age was pretty much an impossible task, so we took on the challenge, and this is where Shadow was born. Sovholding Alliance, as Asher just mentioned, we hold sovereignty in Cloud Ring. We've been working very closely with Init for a while now. Up until now, we've just been learning ropes, fighting the good fight in the Northern Conflict against Winterco. So we've been fighting Frat, Pandemic Horde, etc., etc. Literally Triggered and a few others. Shadow and its members, easygoing group. We're very dedicated. We're working towards growth, both in numbers and strength, through measurable goals and objectives aligned with the Imperium. Obviously, as we grow, so does our aggression towards hostiles, and our ambition grows with it. As a new alliance, we have definitely found the hardest part: sustaining growth, surviving, new group, forging a name for ourselves. So we look forward to meeting our goals and proving ourselves alongside the Imperium.
Awesome. And some people are saying that you guys sound a little too competent to join us. It sounds like you might be able to tackle, and so you won't be a good cultural fit. So, but you know, we believe that eventually you will lose the ability to tackle correctly, and we are looking forward to that day where you fit in with the Imperium. Just, you know, I'm going to throw it out there for your members. Please try to avoid O7ing and tuning in our channels. you will get hazed, but everyone has to go through it.
No problem. Thank you for the welcome.
Thanks, you. We're really excited to have you here. I mean, I can't tell you how much I like this guy and I like what they're doing over there. So, very excited to be there. You guys are trolling me in Elysium, and I am not going to rise to the level. 07 to you as well. all right. I wanted to tell you guys we are buying back ESS keys. That's like Southwest ESS keys, the ones that work for us. 50% buyback, so you can contract those to the Alliance. You know, the Alliance Tune will accept it. Rat Knight is running that, so he's going to link it. There you go, Rat Knight. So if you farm some ESS keys, I've been doing that myself. You can get the Alliance to buy it back from you for 50% immediately. Helps out the Alliance, helps you out. Very good stuff. All right, that is, I believe, the end of the spiciness for today. There are some future plans, some future spicy plans that are coming up soon. So the next few days, shouldn't say the next few firesides, should see some more spicy stuff. And I'm going to go, I'll open the floor to questions, give you guys a few minutes to ask questions. Doctrines, yes, we have them. Save your SP, that's what I've been saying. We're not announcing them this week and probably not next week. We are going to just sort of hold on to them. There is no reason to announce them as there is not currently a big war happening. So, but
chime in real fast. It's actually banned or illegal to do anything other than sell the ESS keys to us. Don't go use a reserve key on the bank yourself. That's not okay. Sell them to us. This is more like us saying, if you can go find the keys from the LOSEC sites, we will buy them quickly. Right.
Yeah. Great.
Don't open a bank yourself. Thank you.
Yeah. Great point. Someone's asking about Secret Santa. Do we not have it out of the Alliance version up yet? If not, then we should get that pretty soon.
Yeah. Kekman is working on it now, and also Boris. They're working on making it easier for them to do, and that he doesn't have to like copy paste all the names. So that should be somewhere this weekend or in the next few days.
Awesome. Briskerball's stance on wearing pants. What's his stance? I don't know. Yeah, guide for ESS key farming. We're working on that. So that'll come out soon. Yeah, I'm with Briskerball. I stand with him in shorts. You know, I live in the South Florida area. It's very hot here. Pants are not conducive to cooling. How much SP do you want saved up? All of it. There is an event right now. It's giving out SP. So if you haven't logged in today, go ahead and log in and grab your rewards. They've been doing a bunch, and they'll probably do one for Christmas. So, yeah. All right. Got any other questions, guys? Yeah, IT's been doing a great job. That is a good shout out right there. Yeah, I got over that cold. There's still like the smallest bit left, Moggy, but like this cold that's going around is real nasty. Everyone's been telling me like it's been, for people all over the country, which have been saying like it's been lingering. It's gross. Yeah, Beehive Biz has been awesome. Good shout out there, Carneros. If you guys want to get involved in ratting, Beehive is running every day, and they're doing a great job. Our ratting numbers are way up, and we're getting a lot of like great fights defending stuff. Like if you want to have instant action, being involved in that is a cool one, cool way to do it. There's the Beehive link. The new link meta is apparently just dropping the link 8 times. We don't do it 1 time anymore. We just spam that link. Hurricane Fleet, when? That's actually a good question. I wouldn't mind bringing back Hurricanes. They have a lot of uses. I'll talk to our Fitting team about that. Fitting team is on the grindstone doing their thing. Let's get our news site linked. If someone can link our news site maybe 8 times, like that seems to be the meta, go ahead and spam this form to promote Goon Swarm. Oh, that's so good. There you go. There's the news site. If you're looking to catch up on the news, this is being updated daily. I had a talk with Rom about it today. We're doing some more. We're adding some more stuff. We are looking to get a URL for it because news.apps.goonf.lit is not the best the best URL. So I'm gonna see if we can get ourselves a URL like Goonie Toonie Newsies. .com or something like that would be ideal. Something easy to remember and easy to type. So, especially if you're on a fleet, you don't even have to be the FC. If you're on a fleet and you want to describe what happened for a blog post on there, yeah, we goon rushed it. Then go ahead and please do that. Like, we want that. We want to have the whole reason. Oh, mine just loaded. The Goon Rush just worked for me. The whole reason we wanted to do this is because, you know, sometimes you're at work, sometimes you're busy for a few days, but you want to keep up with what's going on in the swarm. This is the way to do it. And Patrick, you asked why not blog.goonfleet.com because of our, like, our architecture. Like, our architecture is like whatever happened in 2007, and then it just kept getting built on and built on and built on. And so it's just, you know, stacks of and stacks of things where you pull one little thing, it can fail. And for that reason, we don't want to use like a blog.goonfleet.com address if there is some negative reasons for that. So we're looking to just get a different URL. All right. Well, looks like we've covered most of the stuff. It's been an exciting week. I was really happy to and excited about this fireside. Tune in next week for another very, very spicy fireside, like mayo, that spicy. Meta show should be coming on soon. Good point. Congrats to Michigan. I will see you all next week.